You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Right, let's now turn our attention to a couple of things. We're going to talk about the Clarence House chase shortly, but we're also going to talk about one very lucky William Hill punter. And it is a warm welcome, a good afternoon to William Hill's John Ivan Duke, who's on the line now. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, chaps.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you doing?
All right, yeah, surviving the winter.
Yeah, just about. There's been some very cold weather. I was at Warwick over the weekend and I couldn't really feel my toes, but it was good action. Warmed the soul anyway.
OK, so John couldn't feel his toes at Warwick, eh? How about that for a headline? Now, one guy who was really full of the joys of spring, shall we say, on Saturday, was one very lucky William Hill punter, a 36-year-old guy from Kent. Tell us more, John.
Yeah, a chap from Ramsgate in Kent, actually. He had a bet across six horses at the weekend, and they were in the space of just 35 minutes across the races, and he got the first five up. And then he decided to cash out. And this is where he may be regretting things. He did win 87 grand, just shy of 87 grand. Amazing. But he could have won £169,000 had he not decided to cash out. So it's one of those moments where perhaps if he'd held his nerve a little bit longer, perhaps even if he hadn't been watching the racing, it might have done him a favour. But he was watching and he was tuned in, and he thought, do you know what, I'm going to take the money. It's a bit like one of those situations, isn't it, when you've got Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, do you remember that? And you got to that process where you kind of thought you knew the answer and you just took the money, and then you got it right. But unfortunately, he sort of didn't manage to win 169 grand, but he did win a fairly substantial 87 grand, and that is not bad for 35 minutes work. It's it pays roughly 2.5 grand a minute, which is 100 times faster than Zlatan Ibrahimovic makes his wages at Manchester United.
And nearly as much as you?
Oh, not quite much.
And has he got plans? I mean, how is he going to celebrate? What's he going to do with the money? Has he revealed what he's actually going to do?
Yeah, well, we chatted to him earlier on, and he's one of those guys where sometimes they don't really want to talk about their, give it anything to the media, and they don't want to talk very much. But he did say that he was going to go, and he was going to go to Florida, and he was going to take his two children and his wife. And he was going to pay off his mortgage with the rest of it, which is great. And it's one of those great stories. Unfortunately, he didn't want to be revealed by name.
We
can't talk to him on air.
Well, it's a great start to 2017. Really good luck to him. And we pay him with a smile. Right, John, we're looking forward now to the highlight this coming weekend. It's the Grade 1 Clarence House Chase at Ascot. Let's have a quick look at the betting then, because at the top end of the market, we've got a former winner of the race, and it's a race this year's renewal has attracted three former winners.
It certainly has. I think it looks like a good race. Hopefully Underso does turn up. I know that there have been a few words as to whether it will run at Thurles on Thursday in the Kinloch Bray. I suspect more likely to head to the Clarence House. He won the race last year, of course, and I thought he looked decent in the Tingle Creek despite his usual couple of mistakes. He is a horse who does make mistakes, though. He takes a bit of a risk with some of his fences. He's got bags of ability, though, when he gets it right. And I think he's very much the one to beat here. He's 8-1 for the Queen Mother, a 9-2 joint favourite for the Ryanair at this stage, along with Cue Card. So he's a quality horse. But he's up against a very progressive horse in Armad, a horse who was fourth in the Tingle Creek, who, again, himself made a couple of mistakes. And he only finished 3.5 lengths behind Underso in that race. And I just wondered if perhaps he got his act together a bit more over the fences, whether he could get a bit closer to Underso.
Yeah, just going back to the Tingle Creek, it was interesting the way Ruby rode Underso, because Underso is a horse who traditionally likes to dominate, but on that occasion Ruby was quite happy to let Armad go on and set that blistering pace. And then, of course, Underso's gone on to win, and all credit to Armad. After setting the blistering pace, you thought Armad would just stop, but he's actually kept on again up the run-in.
He did, yeah, and I thought he looked really good, actually, until he made a couple of bad mistakes. I think it was the sixth where he made his first mistake, and then at the eighth. And I like him. I think he might stand a chance against Underso. We might see Side of Grugy. We did actually trim in Side of Grugy today from 7-1 into 5-1. he unseated in the Desert Orchid last time, but he was second in that Tingle Creek behind Underso. We'll find out more tomorrow morning. So if you are thinking about backing Cider Grigi, I probably wouldn't do so until tomorrow morning, when we'll find out whether Gary Moore's actually going to put him in the race. He's going to wait to see how he comes out of his work tomorrow.
Yeah, Cider Grigi, of course, stable companion of Armad. Cider Grigi, winner of this race back in 14. Winner of this race in 15 was Dodging Bullets. What's your take on Dodging Bullets?
He's gone, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I think that's my opinion of him. He won the Champion Chase in 2015, but he hasn't won a race since then. He's 20-1 in the betting here. We're top price, but to be honest, you can make it double that price and it wouldn't force a bet for me.
And one of the horses I'd like to talk about is Special Tiara, who, you know, Special Tiara is a dual Grade 1 winner.
Yeah, I mean, as we saw last time, seems to be in decent fettle, but not fantastic. The handicapper actually dropped the horse £7 based after his Desert Orchid win. So clearly wasn't particularly taken with Henry de Bromhead's horse. He's 10-1 in the betting. And you got the queen, in terms of Queen Mother price, should Special Tiara put in a fantastic round of jumping and win the Clarence House, you'd see that 25-1 price drop. But we actually pushed out a few horses today in the Queen Mother market. Cider Grigi was another we pushed out from 20s out to 25s. And we trimmed in Armad from 25s into 20-1. We've also got a couple of others. Kerry Lee's Top Gamble in there at 14-1. I think that would need a big step up in form. And Eastlake, who, not to brag, I backed at Cheltenham last time at massive odds, and I was rather delighted. I don't see him repeating the feat here, though.
But, yeah, it's interesting. Armad's a very, very interesting horse for a lot of people, because I think there's a lot of shrewdies out there, a lot of racing fans out there, who just believe we still haven't seen the very best from Armad.
Yeah, I mean, if I was going to give a prediction as to the race for the weekend, I would say that it'll be between Underso and Armad. Armad will probably try and take it on again, I think. And I wonder whether, perhaps, if he jumps a little bit better, whether it could be a cracking finish between the two.
So the way things stand then, Underso 5-6, Armad 2-1, Cider Grigi 5-1, Special Tiara 10s, bigger prices the others for this coming Saturday's Clarence House Chase at Ascot. William Hill's John Ivandew, many thanks, John, for your thoughts on this weekend's big race.
Cheers, have a great rest of the day.
ACCA 5 is William Hill's new ACCA insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. ACCA 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.